We get a large number of different breeds coming through our rescue centre in St Cullum, and we are finding that the different breeds that are coming in have very specific needs. And one particular breed that we have had a few dogs in recently are either border collies or collie crosses. So most people will know that the beautiful black and white border collies that you see on One Man and His Dog, herding sheep, etc. And everybody knows what incredibly intelligent, bright, hardworking animals they are. But what we want to talk to people about is just considering the breed of dog that you are rehoming or adopting or taking into your home, just to ensure that you're able to provide the right home for the dog and also that the dog is the right match for your family.
And what sort of needs do they have as pets and animals?
I'm going to focus in on a couple of dogs that we've got at the centre at the moment, if that's right, just because it helps to sort of give a good example. So we've got Bonnie. She's a one-year-old collie. And she came from a home where she wasn't given the physical and mental stimulation that she needed, and this led to her chewing on her tail, and therefore her tail needed to be amputated. And that's purely a stress response. You know, she would have been bred to work on a farm or be used for things that, or you know, take part in agility or fly ball, and because she wasn't getting that physical exercise but also that mental exercise, it turned into stress. And I think it's always really important to talk about mental stimulation. I always give that example of when we've been on a training course and you sat all day, you haven't, you know, your step counter says you've barely moved, but you get home at the end of the day and you're exhausted trying to take on board all that new information. Well, it's the same with our dogs. If they are learning new skills and they're practicing something and they're having to work for something and use their brain, it physically wears them out and makes them tired. And collies in particular need that mental stimulation.
When you talk to people who've had such dogs and they put them up for rehoming, are they often surprised by how the dog behaved? Is it quite evident they haven't done their research?
I think what can happen is that people don't necessarily put two and two together. So they will see a dog like Bonnie who has been biting at her tail, and they won't realise until a behaviourist or a dog trainer has spoken to them about the reasons for it. And I think that that's why we want to do that educational piece. I know a lot of people who have had collie type dogs, and they say, oh, they try and herd cyclists or cars as they go past or children. And collies tend to do the what we call collie nip, which is what they use on sheep to get them to move, where they sort of nip at their ankles. And it's sort of getting them to realise that those behaviours are purely because of the type of dog they are and the fact that their needs aren't being met. So it's just trying to help people put two and two together and see what the outcomes are, because I think it can be very easy to just say, oh, it's because they don't like their food, or they've done it because they are scared of cyclists as they go by. So it's just kind of helping to educate people. And then once you explain it, they do recognise that is potentially the reason. However, as you can imagine, by that point, the dog's reached adult life, and it's a lot harder to untrain that behaviour out of them and then find a new way of focusing the brain.